We spoke to him back, I think, on Wednesday, but they've got plenty of runners today and tomorrow. Good morning to Adrian Bott.
Good morning, Andrew.
This is where it is, Spring Carnival. You want your horses up and about, and one that's certainly at the moment going into the Spring Stakes is Runaway. How do you see the draw here? Smallish field, obviously, a field of eight, but around the mile there at Newcastle on the big course proper.
Yeah, we've drawn quite well there. You know, in barrier four, he's got the natural, I guess, tactical speed there to be able to put himself in the race. And, you know, Josh Parr gets back on a board. You know, last time he was with him, he won very impressively at Canterbury, and he was able to sort of dictate in front from there. And probably just last start dropping back to the 1,400 metres and stepping up in grade in the Ming Dynasty probably just wasn't a suitable race for him. But it was a, you know, I guess it was a nice stepping stone for a race like this, which is sort of what we've always had in mind for him. So I think we can see a turnaround in the performance there. He was just, you could see in that last run that he was looking for the mile. He probably just lost that dash trying to drop back in trip. So he's freshened up nicely in between runs. And look, I think he'll give it a real good shake-up.
I know this is one horse you've taken to Canterbury, I think, between that run and sort of today in track work.
Yeah, well and truly. So he's had he's had a couple of nice hit outs in between races. And look, he's certainly nice and fit. He's been up quite a while. And look, I guess that's probably just been the key now to him, has just been keeping him ticking over and keeping him fresh going into the runs and keeping him happy, which, you know, going into the race and between runs, he's given us all the right indications that that's the case. So, you know, I think he can run up to his previous form.
Are you feeling the way with distance with him a little bit? I mean, could he end up being a spring champion horse or not?
Yeah, very much so. You know, look, I think he'll really appreciate 2,000 metres in time. So that's the long-range plan. Would love to be able to get him to there. You know, look, again, it's not easy. Him having been up for quite some time, he was probably up racing before some of these other horses in the race, and I guess he's done quite a lot in his first preparation. You know, so it's a real credit to the horse. But, you know, one step at a time. But if would certainly love to be able to get to that race, because when he gets to 2,000 metres, whether it's this preparation or in the autumn, you'll see the horse really, really thrive and kick into another gear.
Broadside runs for you and Gay in the Newcastle Cup, gets to 2,300 second up here. He's just a natural staying type, Adrian?
Yeah, very much so. Look, unfortunately, we didn't get a good line on him first up. They, first up over the 1,900 metres, there's a fair bit of pressure on in the race. And, you know, from a wide draw, we just got caught wide early and caught in a bit of a speed battle there. So that early work sort of told in the race, and he just knocked up on us. You know, he's done well between races, still had plenty of work, and I think hopefully with the kinder run today, we'll see, you know, a much better run from Broadside.
Yeah, understand. And Sought After runs in the Tibby here, again drawn nice for Josh Parr.
Yeah, very much so, and there's a lot to like about her first up run at Wyal. You know, I think she is sort of flying into this race a little bit under the radar. You know, she got into a nice position there, and she didn't exactly get clear running there at Wyal, but she was really working home strongly, and you know, probably wasn't fully tested. But had she been able to get going at the right time, she would have been, you know, right there in the finish, because she wasn't far off him. And you know, she seems to have come back in great order, and I think going into this race, she's sort of feeling a bit better than she was probably this time in her previous preparation. So really happy with her going into today's race. I think she'll run a really good race for us.
Sought After in the Tibby, race eight, number eight. Let's move to Randwick tomorrow, and I guess we're all waiting to see Pandemonium again get to this class at 1,400, drawn again, nice barrier.
Yeah, I've been very happy with this filly. You know, she's certainly a class act, and you know, she's coming through a different form line, which I don't mind. You know, she's taken on the boys her last two starts, and you know, particularly at Warwick Farm there, she was really impressive. It was the sectionals and the time figures out of that race were very good, and you know, I just love her racing pattern. She puts herself in the race. She can roll along at a good tempo, and she can really sustain that. So she's there, ready to run a strong 1,400 metres. Again, probably not ideal stepping back to the 1,400. And her aim's obviously a race like the Flight Stakes, where she'll be better suited. So she's coming up against some class horses that, you know, probably a little bit sharper than her. But, you know, she's very fit, comes through a different form line. And, you know, I think she's certainly you know, she'll be well and truly up to this class.
There looks to be a little bit of pace, but obviously what we've seen from her is just, you know, she can jump so quickly.
She can, you know, I guess the last two occasions she's been away brilliantly and just landed right on the speed. And, you know, it's such an advantage for a horse like that races on pace, and she just gets straight into her rhythm and bowls around nicely. So, you know, a horse that can do that, sustain those sectionals and, you know, still produce a turn of foot at what she's been showing at the end of it. You know, she's really, in her last two races, she's really put the race to bed, you know, between the 6 and the 400 metres, you know, quickening off a good tempo. And, you know, I love seeing that in a horse, and you know, she's got that ability.
We're talking with Adrian Bott about the team's runners. We're on Randwick tomorrow, and, well, we know this Colgate Optic White Stakes with Winks in the race, but so much discussion, Adrian, about the tactics that could come up in this race, and obviously Ecuador is one that could be sitting right on the pace. Whether you're leading or sitting outside, maybe red excitement.
Yeah, I think that'll be very much dependent on red excitement, and I think everyone will be watching or waiting with anticipation as to what Josh will do. You know, obviously he set the race a lot last time, whether he adopts similar tactics or not. You know, look, we'll, as you said, we'll be right there, whether we're leading or just in behind them. You know, he's versatile in that sense. We've seen him very effective sitting off speed. So we won't be at all concerned if there is a bit of pace in the race. You know, it may sort of work in our favour. But look, if everyone's, I guess if there's not much speed, but I can't imagine that. But, you know, he's got the speed to be able to lead him.
Yeah, understand. And he's training on well, what you want to see from the horse?
Yeah, very much so. Look, wasn't disappointed with his run second up, but I think he just ran such a brilliant race first up there that probably that second up run at the 1,400 metres, he probably just lost a bit of that dash and showed that he's looking for the mile run second up. So we've just kept him nice and fresh in between runs because he's, you know, he's done plenty of work, nice and fit now going into this race. So just tried to get that little bit of speed back into him, which I think we've seen. And I guess particularly stepping up to the miles, you know, obviously in his favour as well.
English, the Tab Everest horse heading towards that big race on October 14. How forward is she for the shorts tomorrow? Because we know how strong this is going to be.
Yeah, look, it's a really exciting race. I'm looking forward to seeing this race. Look, she does race very well fresh. And look, we're really happy with where she's at, you know, particularly just her physical appearance. She's, you know, she's just come great in the coat at the moment. You know, she's sort of really strengthened up and toning up beautifully. So been happy with her trials. Been really happy with her work. Look, I think she'll give the race a really good shake-up. You know, she's forward enough and very capable of winning this race. Certainly mindful and hugely respectful of a horse like Red Zill, who's you know, had that run already and was obviously very impressive. So I can't take anything away from him. He'll take plenty of catching and obviously there's the other horses race well fresh also. So you know, it's going to be a nice lineup. We're really happy with where we're at with English, and obviously we know what the grand final is and what our path is. So look, it's not a necessity for us to be winning first up, but she's there to win. You know, she's nice and forward.
Yeah, good stuff. And DIC in the Kingston Town here at 2,000.
I'd be a little bit forgiving of him last start.
Yeah,
not everything went our way, and unfortunately, he is a horse that needs everything to go his way. Look, Rachel King gets on very well with him. I thought he's done particularly well since his run at Wyong. We probably just had to make our run a little bit sooner than we would have liked, and we had to make a wide run around the tight Wyong track. The track was a little bit firm that day, and he was on the quick backup. So a number of excuses there that that I can sort of point towards a disappointing performance at Wyong. If the race pans out very similar to it did last time at Rose Hill when he won the Premier's Cup, I think, you know, we'll see hopefully see a performance in line with that.
Okay. And just the two at Flemington, Hula Lilay, it seems to get good reports from Steve Baster, and Steve's also on Sis Montaigne in the second last tomorrow.
Yeah, two horses that Steve's had quite a bit to do with down there, and he couldn't be happy with either of them going into the races. You know, I think Hula Lilay probably will take great improvement from that first up run. He's more of a 1,400-metre horse, but I guess as we see with a number of Sydney horses having their first run at Caulfield there, he just seemed to wobble a little bit around the turn and just got a little bit lost and wanted to lay in. So Yeah, it wasn't his best performance down there. I think he's open to a huge amount of improvement, particularly fitness-wise, but also probably just getting to the big Flemington straight. I think that'll sort of really suit him. So we know what he's capable of. I think he's a classy colt for us going forward. So I think there's a lot of upside from that first up run. And Sis Montana, he just seems to be improving, and we keep raising the bar with him, and he keeps stepping up. He's very consistent. He puts himself in the race. He's a natural on-pace runner, and we know he runs out a strong distance. So he's very fit. The horse is just thriving down there at the moment. So really happy with him. Obviously, it's a step up for him again. And hopefully, he seems well and truly up for the challenge.
And I've got to ask you, because we've taken up plenty of time, but you would have been happy. We spoke to you back on Wednesday with Woman. A decision made on whether the horse goes out or anything at this stage?
That was a brilliant, brilliant first up performance. I think she's shown the makings of, hopefully a special filly for us. There's a lot to like the manner in which she won. We're just going to look after her at the moment. She's come through that run brilliantly. So no decision as of yet. She's pulled up well, just ticking over nicely at the moment. I guess a race that would first come to mind is a race like the Reginald Allen, a 1400 metre fillies race there. I think that'd be perfect for us. So we'll make a decision sort of early next week as to whether we give her a nice break for the autumn or whether we feel we want to go one more with her. Obviously, that race is still it's probably still a month away for her, and whether we feel that's the right option or not.
We'll wait and see with some news on her. Stacks of news there. Great information for our listeners. Good luck today at Newcastle and tomorrow.
Thanks very much, Andrew.